What's up everyone, this is Dariusz Kalmarczyk, co-founder of MG Poland, JS Poland, AngularMaster.dev and WorkshopFest.dev. Welcome back to the JavaScript Master Podcast. Today we've got a special guest from Katowice, Poland. Full stack JavaScript engineer, independent consultant, speaker, trainer, ladies and gentlemen, Kamil Michalski. Hi, Kamil. How are you?
Hi. I'm doing great, actually. I'm so excited to be here. Thank you for the invitation.
Thank you so much. So for those who don't know you yet, please tell us about yourself and what you do.
I am a software developer with over 10 years of experience. During this time, I had the opportunity to work in many smaller and bigger companies and projects with various of technologies. But for sure, my main one is Angular. Also, I've been building and creating the teams as a team lead. Besides working as a developer, I love to share my knowledge and experience. Because of that, I am a trainer. I train hundreds of people, those who want to start the adventure in the IT world. So I teach them how to become a front-end developer, but also I work with the professional developers teams and about good practices, for example, in Angular or application testing.
How did your adventure in programming begin?
Actually, so it's pretty interesting story because it began early in my primary school. So when I was a kid, I always liked to do something with the computer, but not like other kids just playing computer games. I was unmounting the components, like, you know, the CPU, motherboard, computer graphic, cleaning it up, putting it back, formatting the computer, installing and reinstalling different versions of computer system and so on. But the adventure of programming began when I was in the sixth grade of primary school. We had a subject that was called information technology or something like that. We were learning there how to use Microsoft Word, Excel, PowerPoint, and so on. And at the end of the school year, I asked the teacher what I have to do to get the sixth grade. For those who doesn't know Polish grading system, sixth grade is like more than very good. Usually you have to do something out of the educational system to a program, to get it. So he said, create a website. And I was like, okay. It was super difficult, actually. I was a sixth grade student. So, that was not the times that you could look for everything in the Google or YouTube and have nice tutorials how to do it. But somehow I found some HTML course in the internet, but it was super, so difficult to me to understand. But anyway, somehow I figured out how to create this website. Probably it was the ugliest website that you ever seen. But I wish to have a code of it somewhere, but unfortunately I do not. So yeah, after that, I dived into the web technologies. I learned HTML, CSS, JavaScript, PHP. I became the school's website administrator in the middle school. I learned how to use the Photoshop, how to design a website. I created many websites for myself, like self projects, and I really liked to do it. So it became a hobby. And when I was 16 years old, I guess, I got my first paid project. That was to modify the website from a local small company. So since my very young age, I knew what I want to do in the future. So yeah, this is how it started.
What's component testing all about? Can you give us a simple example?
It's nothing new. It's not like super medicine that will cure and solve all of the problems in your project. But definitely it's a way for pattern that we should consider and follow while we are creating the modern application. Since we have a modern frameworks era, like React, Angular, Vue, Quick, Svelte, and many more, all of them have the same concept that allow us to divide our application into the blocks. that we call complement. So we can build the application using blocks, and it's giving us opportunity to test each block of our application. To give you a real life example, let's say we have a remote control to a TV or whatever else. Actually, it's my favorite example. So we have a remote control and TV. So we have two components here that together are creating some system. But talking about the component testing, in this case, we just want to test our remote control. So we do not care about the external dependencies, which is our TV. And also, we do not care about the internal implementation of the remote control. So we do not have to unmount it and check it. All of the electronics inside are connected properly. We want to test it in the same way as the final user will use it. So we want to be sure when the user presses a specific button, it will send a specific signal. Like, for example, when he presses the volume up button, it will dispatch action to increase the volume. So, of course, the real world is difficult to test it without external dependency, without this TV. But using component testing tools, we can do that. So more or less, this is what component testing is.
So is component testing the same as unit testing? What's the difference?
I don't want to open a discussion here about when we should put component testing in the diagrams, because depending on how many articles you read or with how many people you will talk, you can get different opinions. When we take a look into the components, we have to remember that component is usually built from three things. We have a control, usually we write it in JavaScript or TypeScript, the view structure in HTML, the view structure of the component, and also CSS types that also can somehow affect the component behavior. And when we take all three together, we can treat them as a unit. Somebody can do it as integration, because we need some environments to render HTML and styles. But using the standard unit approach that you know from other languages, checking implementation, we do not fully cover the component. It is possible to, for example, it is possible to have 100% code coverage, but still not the working component. We can call it unit testing, but how to say it, with the end-to-end approach, because we want to test as the user will use it, but we don't care that much what is inside.
When is the best time to test components?
Why you are coding? Actually, why you creating the components? If you have a specific requirements regarding the components, you can even start writing the code with the test kind of TDD approach. Instead, it helps you a lot, because instead of opening browser every time you change something in your component, you can just run your test. It actually saves your time, because you don't have to go each time you change something to the browser, click to the button, and check what happens next, because your test can do that for you, and you can run them really easy, like in a matter of seconds. So it's really helpful. For sure, of course, we can run them on our pipeline. When you have a lot of components, it's good to check them every time something is changed in our system. So yeah, I would say this is the best time to perform them.
How do component tests bridge the gap between unit tests and end-to-end tests?
Components are definitely faster than end-to-end tests, because you don't have to build and run all systems, like, you know, your backend API, databases, some third-party systems like external login or payment system. So also, it allows you to test more specific cases in a shorter time. let's say you have a form of validation with many rules. So to cover them in end-to-end test, it kind of test will be slow because every time we have to run the browser, open down another form, go through some scenario and so on. So since we don't have to run a whole system in the component testing, we can do more specific tests. So we can test this form, all of the rules, way faster and more specific. Also, talking about unit testing, as I said before, sometimes when you're using just unit testing approach, even you have a 100% coverage, you can miss something, right? The component still cannot work because something in your template or the structure maybe not visible, not because of your logic that you 100% cover it, but because of other cases that you didn't predict in your test. So we don't have to use the end-to-end right now to test it because we can use the component testing. Since we run them in isolation in specific test environment, that allows us to run them faster.
Can you explain what a test environment is and why it's so important for component testing?
As I said, there's no need to run a whole system, right? There's no need to run all of the dependencies, all of the APIs and other stuff that our application use, because we can kind of create the test environment. It's a module model with only necessary things that we need to run our component. It can be some framework modules or all of the needs, all the like third-party libraries that we need to run our component. Also here in our test environment, we can mock some dependencies. So for example, when you have some call to an external API, in this test environment, we can cut it out so we don't have to use it.
What can you tell us about component testing techniques like testing in small and testing in large? What are the differences between them?
When we are testing simple components, we do not have to care about anything else. We cut all of the dependencies like API, like child components, like localization, and so on. We test it as small because we just test this component in the isolated box. That's why we call it in small, right? Because we don't care about the large perspective. But it's not ideal for all of the cases because you may have a specific component that is more complicated, that uses more other components. So there's good to also check the integration between them or some external component. Let's say, like an example that I had in the project, let's say you have a dynamic validation form. So it's not always the same. And the structure of this form depends on of the external configuration. So you kind of have to connect it with this external configuration to be able to test this form in the different ways. And also sometimes when the other component, like a child component, affects the behavior of your component that you are testing, you also kind of test them as well. So you have to test this integration. So you don't only test your component, but you're testing the component in the larger scale. So that's why we're calling this test enlarge.
How do you actually perform component testing?
First thing about requirements that you should take a look at the design. This is what I do. You take a look at design and you have to think how user will use it. Right? So we have to do private planning and predict or think about the scenarios of the user cases. So when you have it, we start with the test, right? Instead of just having a component, a lot of people just avoiding the test, go to your spec file, prepare the test environment. So prepare all of the need, all of the things that I mentioned before, mock the external dependencies that you are not going to use, prepare the test, and just with a single first single simple test that will just run this component, nothing more. Thanks to that, you have a base that allows you to add more scenarios. Because sometimes it's really difficult to write tests, especially for components, before implementation, because we have to kind of think about this. We have to design it while we're creating the component. I'm not talking about the visual design. I'm talking about how it's going to work over here. So writing sometimes it's helpful to write a simple test, write some implementation. When you have it, for example, I don't know, you add some button. So now write a test for it, kind of connect it with your test, add some reference to this button, and let's say write the test, what should happen after the user pressed this button. So, and then add another part of your implementation. When you have another part of implementation, just test it, right? And like one by one, you can create the full working components with the nice covered test.
Who usually handles component testing?
It's actually an interesting question. And I would say it really depends, because when we're talking about the component testing, majority of tools to perform component testing requires technical knowledge about the environment. So in our case, in the front-end case, I'm talking about the framework. So when you're doing something in Angular, it requires from you to write the component test at least minimal knowledge of the Angular, or the same with the React or whatever framework you use. So it's rather handled by dev team, because of course we have a knowledge about this. So sometimes it may be difficult to write the test for someone who doesn't know, for example, as like the framework's module works, or how to mock some dependencies, or which module we need to run this test, or at least prepare the test environment. But I think it really depends on the project and the specificity, because sometimes you may have a project that you want to test the components in a different way, and they don't need to mock anything, or you don't have to write them in the specific framework, and you kind of have a tool that testing the components in the end-to-end way. So then, and also depends on your QA team. If you have a QA team with the technical knowledge, they also can handle it. So I would say most of the time they are handled by dev team, but I would say in the specific cases, they might be handled by QA team as well.
Are there any limitation or challenges in component testing we should know about?
For sure. It's not fully end-to-end test. So it doesn't give us 100% guarantee that our application will work correctly after we integrate it. We don't check fully integration between the components, right? When we have, for example, I don't know, the page that using 20 components, our component testing will cover each component one by one, but to check it fully, we have to write the full end-to-end test to check the whole page scenario, what the user can do over there. We mock most of the things. So for example, we don't use the external API. So sometimes it may cause the issues that we didn't predict, like some delay. For example, API may delay longer than we assume. So with the mock, everything looks fine. But when you connect it with the real backend system or real API, there is no loader or something like that. Or just, you know, the contract between the API and our component can be different. For example, we didn't knew about some scenario, like what should happen in case of the error or something like this. So we may mock it different in our test environment, but in the real environment, it works a little bit different. So it doesn't give us this guarantee 100% that it will work end to end. Another challenge about the competent testing is that they are written by the author of the code. So let's be honest, nobody is perfect. We cannot predict all of the cases. We can miss some testing scenarios. It's easy to write tests for the code that you're writing because you want what you want to write and you want to, you know, how to cover it. But sometimes, you know, it's good to show that to somebody else because he may see the cases that you didn't notice. And for sure, I'm not going to lie to here, and I'm going to say that component testing are perfect. Now, at the beginning, especially at the beginning, can be frustrating and difficult to write them because we have to mock a lot of dependencies. Sometimes it's not obvious how to mock it. Sometimes you write the test that's supposed to work, but it doesn't. So especially at the beginning, it might be time consuming, and for sure it requires some time to learn how to write proper tests.
So what are the main benefits of doing component tests? How does it help in your project?
They are easier to write because we're writing them in the isolation, so we can cover more specific cases. We don't have to mock. We don't have to run a whole system and integrate whole system together. Thanks to that, we do not have to cover that much in our end-to-end test case. Our CI/CD pipelines can be faster. I had an example that we are writing a lot of stuff using end-to-end tests. And that was good because we really didn't have a QA team. We didn't have to check that much because we had a lot of tests, a lot of end-to-end tests. But someday our pipeline took like 40 minutes, 50 minutes sometimes. And when, for example, some external system didn't respond for a few seconds, the tests were failing and we had to check what was happening over there. So we decided to reduce number of end-to-end tests and just create the smoke test because they are kind of slow and like waiting every time, like 15 minutes before we want to merge something. It may be frustrating and actually it can block others' work. So writing the component test can avoid that because they are way faster. They don't require other systems. And thanks to them, we don't have to check that much in our end-to-end test scenarios. So yeah, that's really helpful for our project. And for sure, they help to avoid regression bugs, especially when we are adding new features to the components or modify them. So yeah, I would say that there are main benefits.
How do you test a component if another dependent component hasn't been developed yet?
Actually, pretty good question and pretty difficult. So it really depends how dependent the components are, because you can mock them, but if they are really affect the functionality of the other component, I think you should wait until the dependent component is ready, right? So actually, I think we cannot do it. So it's kind of blocker over here. So we should wait for this dependent component before we even test or try to deploy our solution.
Can you explain how component testing improves the reliability of a system?
Similar as I said before, we can cover more specific cases in the faster way. We can be more confident that our application will work properly when it is integrated. Of course, it's not giving us the 100% guarantee that we integrate it, but for sure we can be more confident about this. And yeah, and especially when we like have a lot of developers working on the same components and the components are changing, we can avoid the regression bugs that are pretty frustrating sometimes. So I think this is how we can improve our system because of that.
What are some common tools used in component testing?
Recently, I am kind of up to date to this question because I had a short presentation last week. And there's, trust me, many of them. You can use it, even if you are using React or Angular. I don't know about the other frameworks because I don't use them, but if you're using NLDAM, you don't have to install anything extra. You can just use Jest or Karma Jasmine to prepare prepare component testing. Of course, there are tools that helping you writing this test. For example, there's pretty cool library. It's called Testing Library, and it has a lot of nice utils that makes write testing component easier. So because we don't have to create our own function or, for example, getting some element that you want to, I don't know, click on it or perform other action. Thanks to this library, is literally you can write it in 3 lines of the code. So it's way easier, and I pretty recommend to check this library. And the good thing of this library is working with many technologies and with many frameworks. So we can both use it with React, Angular, Vue, Svelte, and you can check documentation how many frameworks it supports. And I think it's pretty good to have it in using one library, having like kind of one form of performing the test. Because especially when you have like multi-language or multi-frameworks project, it's easier for you and easier for other developers to write the test because they are pretty similar, even they're using the different frameworks. So I really recommend to check the testing library first. And sometimes you don't need that much, actually, right? Because we just want to still treat them as a unit test. So when it's sufficient for you, you don't have to look for other stuff. But we have a lot of tools at this moment. For example, there's Cypress component testing, which is pretty cool. I check it. It's really good because when you, for example, have, I don't know, specific component with some visual requirements, it has a really nice UI that allows you to go one by one, test by test, and check how it works in the browser. I know we can do that in other tools like Jest or Jasmine Karma, but it requires some configuration. And for sure, Cypress component testing is working out of the box, and it's pretty nice, pretty easy to add it. And for example, when somebody already writing the test in the end-to-end test in the Cypress component testing, and it will be easy to him to write as well component testing. So connecting that with the previous question about who should handle component testing, dev team or QA team, if the QA team can write the test in the Cypress, it will be easier for them to write them as well in the Cypress component testing because structure is pretty similar. We have more tools. I think there's a Playwright component testing. For sure, if you're writing the test with the other languages than TypeScript or JavaScript, you may take a look on that. There's the WebDriver component testing, but I didn't check it, so I don't know that much about it. And talking about which one you should use, I think it depends really on specific of your project, your technology stack, your team knowledge, and skills. They all pretty similar. So it really depends on you and your team which one you should use. Talking about the performance, I think I did kind of performance tests between Jest and Cypress component testing, and they were pretty similar. I think Jest was a little bit faster, but I think it really doesn't matter. In that case, it's really rather matter which tools your team prefer. So, and that should be your priority when you're choosing the tool.
How do you handle incomplete requirements when doing component testing?
Always take a look at the component in the way the final user will use it. So even there are incomplete requirements, given, I don't know, like from our business requirements, take some time and before you start coding and think about what can be displayed to the user or what interaction the user can do with this component. So you kind of, by writing the test, you kind of create requirements of this component as well. So even there are some incomplete requirements, you can find them or you can even create them just by trying to write the component testing.
Any tips for newcomers to get started with component testing?
For sure, be patient. I know and I agree with that writing and understand how to write the test can be difficult, and sometimes it is annoying, especially when you think that you did everything good and the test should work, but it's not. Just be patient, you know, just don't leave it. Try to create these tests, even it will cover less. That is better to test something than nothing. For sure, while you're writing the component testing, always take a user perspective. So what I said, like, try to take a look on your component and think how user will use your component. So coming back to the example of our TV remote controller. So we don't want to focus over here on the specific implementation. So we don't care that much about the client coverage and about the, I don't know, when there's like some API call, we don't have to check it while we're doing the component testing. For us, it's more important what will happen after this API call. So for example, we have some fed data button. So let's check in with component testing what will be displayed after we receive something from the API. But if the request actually has been called, we don't have to specify it in our test, because if it's not, the data will be not displayed. So we're still checking that, but we just don't specify the implementation. For sure, a lot of people like to just skip the spec file, just remove it or something. So don't do it. Even as I said, even your test won't be perfect at the beginning. That's okay to start with anything, just with the less coverage. Try to cover the easier scenario. If the test is too complicated for you, it takes more time, for example, than development. Think about this, if it's a valuable test, if we really need that test, you know? So I think it's good at the beginning to try, kind of, I think like one of your previous guests said, adopt it as a habit. So it's really important in general about the writing the test.
What kind of person is Kamil? How do you see yourself?
Well, yeah, I think I am a normal guy trying to achieve from life something more than just working from 9 to 5. And whenever I'm doing something or trying to do my best, I don't like to stay in the same place. So I love to try new things and challenges. For example, the being here as a guest in the podcast is something new for me, and I'm really happy to be here. So that's kind of challenge, something new in my life. And for example, I'm not talking only about the technical stuff, but for example, last year I finished my scuba diving course. So I just like to try new things. I love to travel and enjoy the life. I would say I think it's basically better about me. Yeah, basically.
Do you have some hints for us regarding self-organization?
In my case, try to avoid distractions. We are living in the beautiful and weird era of social media. And sometimes we do not realize how much time and how much of our focus it takes from our life. We're just losing the time to just scroll the feeds or checking the notifications that we're not worth it. So if you have problems with that, try to remove even the application from your phone, or try to block time, like blocking time apps. So for example, let's block the social application while you're working. I do it, and it really helps me to focus and to self-organize. I think this is the biggest thing. Try to also kind of create to-do list, like for daily to-do list. I started doing it like months ago, and also it's helped me to achieve my goals, to self-organize my day. For sure, it's really helping, because sometimes when we're writing down some statements, even for ourselves, it's kind of contract with yourself that you will say to yourself, like, hey, I have to finish it today, or I want to do it today. So yeah, that would be my tips or hints regarding the self-organization.
What about your work-life balance?
Yeah, I think people like to forget about this, that we have something beside the work, right? So you have something, it's such a beautiful thing like a life. So I think if you really have a problem with that, that you're only working and you can't find the balance between it, I think it's a good thing to have a hobby that is different than your work, because somebody can say coding is my hobby. That's cool. My hobby is also my hobby, but it's good to have a hobby different than your work. If you don't have one, just find it. Something that will, it can be something that will motivate you to get out from the desk, get out from work. For example, for me, it's basketball. Sometimes, you know, while I'm coding or I'm finishing my work and I know I have a game after the work, I'm just counting the time to take a ball, take my sports shoes and go play with my friends basketball. So yeah, basically that's it. And I think also people like to forget about something what is called vacation. So don't forget about this. You know, you have time to do it. The company or the project that you're working on will not die if you take a few days off or something like this. So travel wherever you want to. If you can't afford it or you don't have time for big travel, just the short weekend city break or something like this. Spend the time with your friends or family. I think it's pretty simple and pretty important that people a lot forget about this.
Books you would recommend to our listeners?
Actually, recently I don't read that much, but I would love to read more. But for sure, I have two books that I can recommend, and I took some values from it. The first one is a technical one. I read it when I was a student, when I was starting doing the programming courses and so on. It's Clean Code by Robert C. Martin. It's whatever language, whatever code, programming language you use, it's really worth it to read. It gives you like perspective about how to write the clean code, how it is important to write it, and how it can affect your coworkers and the project. So I really recommend that. From time to time, I get back to this book, especially for the beginners. I recommend this book. And talking about the work-life balance, I really recommend to read the interesting book that I really like. It's pretty famous one. It's called The 4-Hour Workweek by Timothy Ferriss. So it's more, as I said, about the work-life balance, but maybe you don't have to like agree with everything what is in this book, but for sure you can take some valuable things in this book. So this is what I really recommend.
Camille, thank you. Thank you so much for today's great discussion. It was a pleasure to have you here. And a lot of great information, a lot of inspiration to testing, to starting component testing. Thank you so much.
Thank you. It was a pleasure. Thank you for the invitation. I hope you like the podcast.
Thank you so much. Bye-bye.
Bye.